We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It's a big day for the world, not just America. The Hogwallops are playing the Keebler Elves in the greatest game on earth, what they call acorn skipping right now, and the entire planet's future basically depends on this football game. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I don't write this stuff. It just comes up off the top of my head. It is Super Bowl Sunday, the big game, endless hype. Children are taught this is Americana. This is what you value. Not your health, not your family, not your culture, because you don't have a culture. It's a plastic global corporate culture that's force-fed to you that promotes torture, secret war, record cancer rates, families broken up, giant prisons, biggest in the world, and a government that's publicly shipping the narcotics into the nation. All of it wrapped in a American flag. But I'm going to have to do a special newscast on this in the future, a little review. Every action-adventure movie I watch that's supposedly set in our contemporary world has pro-checkpoint, police state, New World Order images throughout it. And you see the shows like Breaking Bad on TV where Ron Paul, you know, the meth head is a fan of Ron Paul. All of that is propaganda. But the fact that it's so complete and so across the board is really just more evidence of just how criminal this system is. I watched Law Abiding Citizen earlier in the week, reviewed it while on the treadmill. And the whole thing is get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, have checkpoints, torture people. It's what the good guys do. And the prosecutor at the end agrees it's good to torture and have no liberties or freedom. This movie, Source Code, the guy that's going to detonate a homemade atomic bomb in Chicago, which I've said to be the next globalist target. It's one of the big ones because I've seen their preconditioning propaganda for it. The bad guy builds the bomb with an American flag on it. So see, it's the image of people that are in the American flag separately from when it's government approved, you're terrorist. And he's a right-wing scum anti-government, and he wants to nuke everything. But don't worry, the helicopter pilot who's really dead in a vegetative state, but they've revived his brain to send him into the hyperdimensional vortex to go back and save everyone. And, oh, it's just so magical. Oh, it's so wonderful. So they just make fake military heroes. You know, they've learned not to use a Pat Tillman because he could get out of hand, or a Private Lynch, and then they have to kill people. No, they just always have the hero, the torturer who's military, the good guy that knows the Bill of Rights is bad, and the cops all agree and get, you know, learn that. And of course, this guy, he stops the ever-present bombers. You know, we've gone over the statistics, but I thought I'd go back into some of those later in the transmission. You got a better chance of dying in the water, drowned. You've got a better chance dying from honeybee stings or a deer jumping out in front of your car or from champagne corks. And I have the CDC's own numbers here. Than you do of dying from terrorists. But every TV show, movie, everything is about terrorists are under every table. And you're just supposed to shake in fear and trust no one but the government. And that brings me to the big top story that ended up being all over national news that Paul Watson put out Friday. TSA trained Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Fox News picked it up. TSA deploys wiener watchers at the Super Bowl. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. And Iran, we'll be back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, let's get ready to rumble. All of America is watching, feeling manly. They don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution. The First Amendment is openly being shredded in front of everyone's eyes. The federal government has announced it will secretly kill U.S. citizens or arrest you and have you disappear into a black hole. Taxes at the county, city, state, federal, international level are exploding. School children are being taught to spy on their parents. But by golly, you can go sit around with your friends and just everybody can get a real serious look on their face and stop my heart, breathe real deep. And, you know, when they have the kickoffs and when they have special teams and when they have them get up there for a field goal. I mean, why I've been in restaurants where people are watching a football game and you see this electricity in their eyes that you see for nothing else. I wish people had little comments about the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our heritage that made America so great on the backs of their cars. But instead, no, they've got their favorite sports team. And see, I've read all the government documents and read them here on air where the anthropologists, sociologists, psychologists talk about using sports going back 100 years ago to create arrested development in men, to take your normal tribal energies and to arrest your development and to make you obsess with lotteries, with sports, and with things that don't matter so the global social engineers can go about life actually controlling society. You see, until just 50, 60 years ago or so, sports were something that children were into, and they were something that the very poorest classes were into. The very poorest people were into gambling, and they were into sports. And in Rome, it was called bread and circus, welfare. They gave you bread. That was the welfare dole for everybody to make you dependent in the lower classes. And circuses, government-free, sponsored sporting events. And that's what the culture was into. So here's the deal. I like football growing up as much as the next person. I like basketball, baseball, all of it. Okay? But at the end of the day, it's being used by social engineers to totally distract society from real things that are happening. And that's why I'm upset about it. And I know that a lot of people aren't conscious of this. And I think you should be conscious of it. You see, you need to see yourself as a winner. You need to have successes in your life that aren't through somebody else. And it is very, very sick how men sit around and get just crazed looks in their eyes and argue with each other and show off to each other who knows the most about golf or who knows the most about this or that. I'm not saying sports aren't a good thing if you're playing them. It's good. It's healthy. It's something that should be part of your life. But when it's everything in your life and the family's breaking down and society is degenerating and all these other things are unfolding, it is very, very sick. And every civilization that is on the verge of giant wars, imperial Tasmanian devil behavior, expansionist wars, corruption and collapse, sports, promiscuity, family breaking down, decadence, and people saying, I don't care, devil take the rest, I don't care about anybody but myself. Those are always the hallmarks, the signpost for a society that is in deep trouble. Nazi Germany in the build-up to Hitler, totally obsessed with sports, with entertainment, with gambling. And people got an attitude of, so what? Same thing has happened in every other culture. I mean, here's an article right here out of CBS News that reminds me of a CNN story 2 days, 3 days ago about a national survey. Headline, Consumers Staying Single. And it went through the number that in just the last 30 years, they've doubled the amount of single people. And within another two decades, 70% of people in this country will be single. Now, that's not a judgment about you being single, so you're bad. There's a lot of reasons for that. Some people are divorced, they choose to be single, whatever the case is. But expanding on that, you cannot deny that in the textbooks we've read here on air, the globalist white papers we've read, the UN documents, the Planned Parenthood documents, going back 50, 60, 70 years, that we've done special reports on, they say, we're going to push not getting married. We're going to push open relationships. We're going to push chemicals in the water to reduce fertility and confuse sexual gender identity. There's so much of this stuff in our water, folks, that the runoff into streams and rivers, you can just type in fish now be either sterile or bisexual, lizards, amphibians, the frogs. It's so bad that the shrimp are committing suicide in the Gulf of Mexico. There it is. Sex turns off many young Japanese men. Study. Guys, people won't believe about the shrimp committing suicide. Type in shrimp commit suicide. Prozac making shrimp commit suicide. It's a U.S. government report. So much Prozac is getting into the water out of the Mississippi because of sewage runoff, and some people are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So much of it's running into the Mississippi and other rivers that the shrimp are on the mind-blasting fluoride-based chemical. Now, there's the headline. That's out of Mother Nature Network, but it was originally MSNBC. Shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. Study finds that shrimp swimming in Prozac contaminated water tend to just basically swim. We'll put it back on screen. I need to read the headline. Thanks. Yeah, because I was going to read the rest of the article, and I hadn't read the rest of the headlines, so I won't be able to finish it. Study finds that shrimp swimming in Prozac contaminated water tend to swim towards the light, making them easier prey. And if you actually read deeper into the study, it's that they're not afraid of predators anymore. It puts humans and mammals, and this is in the studies from the early 80s before they approved it, Eli Lilly's Prozac, and then there were hundreds of other variants of it over the next few decades worldwide that came out, more than 30 variants here in the U.S. But what ends up happening is every time the police pull up at a house and the woman's chopped her children up or driven a car off a bridge with her kids in it, or every time they go to a school and there's a bunch of people shot, in every case that I've ever seen, they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors because it's in the hallucinogen psychotropic class and on record, just go research it, puts you into a dream state, into a highly suggestible, hypnotized sleep state. I mean, I, a few times, and I'm not putting these women down, but in college and stuff, dated girls I found out were on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I didn't even know, but after a few, dating four or five of them, I would say, are you taking SSRIs? And they'd be like, yes, I do. And I'm not going to get into how I figured out and could tell they were. It's just that it's like they weren't there. And they would, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is they were in dream states. Now, I haven't even gotten into Iran. It's escalating towards war. A huge group of government documents and reports out where the globalists are openly talking about staging false flags. These are in public documents like you and I are idiots and don't read them saying this. So then when they stage the attacks, they can grandstand as heroes. And we're like, but you said you'd stage them.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
But the point that I was getting to before we went to break, and then I got off into shrimp committing suicide, and here's the Salon Magazine headline, breaking that down, Prozac makes shrimp commit suicide. Well, it's the same thing with humans. They now have to put on the inserts of those drugs that it increases suicide. It's funny how they give it to people who they claim are suicidal, and then when the suicide problem gets worse, their answer is, we'll put you on three or four of these drugs at once. These are drug-pushing companies. But I got into that just seeing the CBS News headline, Sex Turns Off Many Young Japanese Men. And they just think it's gross. The study shows they're pretty much just asexual. And that's what the bisphenol A that the Rockefeller Foundation publicly has written about, that we've done reports on and linked to. Just type in Rockefeller Foundation on chemicals in water to reduce fertility and sex drive. 1952, 1965, Rockefeller Foundation, vaccines to reduce fertility, covertly added to population. Or just type in White House science czar, current czar, talks about different things they like to add to the water to do it. See, this is all going on, but it's not manly to get upset about having your food and water jacked and your culture dying and the end of the West. No. That's not manly when you're being assaulted to actually be scientific, informed, and warning people. I'm just supposed to put on a big jersey, go to a bar, and eat a bunch of GMO stuff with fat all over it, soaked in MSG and get brain damage, and scream and yell and act tough. And then I would be a real man. Here it is, Rockefeller. In fact, you guys are pulling it up from Infowars.com and then just link to the foundation itself. But Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants and vaccines. Good job pulling that up. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. And then you can link to the 1968 yearly report. That's just one of many. And then, of course, what's called for was done exactly. And I've seen the university reports where they laugh. They said, well, by 2020, most men won't even be able to get a woman pregnant, and most men won't want to. And of course, I've shown you the Planned Parenthood doc where they talked about the chemicals in the food and water and from the 1950s. We can pull that up for folks maybe, where they say, we're going to encourage homosexuality and we're going to jack your food and water. And then, of course, they've had hundreds of publications attack me for republishing that. They never, it's a straw man. They always just say, I'm bashing gay people and saying the government did it. It's not a discussion of what people are doing sexually. You understand? They say they did it to you. Does it mean that there weren't people doing this normally or naturally or whatever in 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago or whatever? No. The point is the frogs, the male frogs, think they're females now. That's not, when I say that about a frog, I'm not bashing the gay frog, but the chemical got in the water. There's so much of it in our water, it runs off and makes him. In fact, it actually changes them in reproduction. They end up being hermaphrodites. In fact, people won't believe that. Look up lakes and streams, fish hermaphrodites, fish sterile, or frog sterile. And I've seen reports of, in some rivers, two-thirds of fish sterile because of chemicals in water. See, I'm telling you about a poison. But here's CBS. Call Japan the incredible shrinking country. Fewer babies mean Japan's population could plunge by 30% in coming decades, and it already has. There are many reasons for this demographic freefall. For instance, Japan is all but closed to foreign immigrants. Yeah, but countries could always grow without immigrants. The United States had for every two people in 1900, you can look these numbers up, on average had about 4.5 children. That's the ones that lived. You know, the old families that they told you weren't trendy. And you know, all the shows, the programming of, oh, having kids is horrible. Oh, my gosh, you got kids. It's terrible. My wife even has, like, trendies come up and hiss at her at Whole Foods and say, you've got three kids. That's not good for the earth. I mean, there it is. Sex-changing chemicals found in Potomac River. And that's National Geographic News, and it talks about the fish and the frogs and things being hermaphrodites or being sterilized. But again, I'm bashing the gay fish. Now, let's continue here. Propaganda everywhere. Almost every new cartoon, sitcoms, dramas, it's hellish to have children, hellish to be married. And again, this is being done. If it was your choice normally, that always happened. That's fine. We're not bashing single families here. The point is, this modern culture is designed to wreck the family. That's why it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of it being horrible. Just like every action-adventure movie I see, I saw two in the last week, Law-Abiding Citizen and Source Code, in both of these, right-wingers are terrorists, checkpoints are everywhere, SWAT teams are everywhere, and the right-wing guy in Source Code wants to nuke Chicago. Doesn't happen in reality, but it's a simulated reality. See, it's out of the propaganda that you know what they're going to do next. And I'm now digressing. But it goes on. There are many reasons for the demographic freefall. But young Japanese men are taking some of the blame for Japan's population decline. Studies show young males are apathetic about dating and disinterested in sex. Ladies and gentlemen, by the time I was 13 years old, well, I mean, I remember being, you know, in first grade and the other boys were going, girls, ew. And I just thought they were cute and sweet and wanted to be friends with them, you know. And the same thing when I was 13 years old, you know, I thought the college girls were the most beautiful thing on earth. And I just knew they smelled good, they looked good, and I never seen anything prettier than that. I mean, we're talking worship here. Now, thank God, despite the fluoride and bisphenol A and things, I still had enough of my olfactory nerves lined up. It's a lot of it smell. My eyes were still queued up right. Everything was still, you know, pointed in the right direction. And I'm fulfilled. I've got a wife. I've got children. It's wonderful. But we also understand that we're tribal. And it's us for the family against the New World Order. Families have always been about defending each other. And hey, we may have problems, but remember, we're the only people in the world that care about each other and have got each other's backs. That's the oldest thing in human existence. Just like a mound of meerkats. Man, they all know each other's smell. They get in little squabbles, but they're on each other's teams. Honey badgers, wolves, coyotes, bears, otters, whales, rats, mice. This is what it is to be colony mammals. That's what we are. We're colony mammals that can change our destiny and have free will and can build spacecraft that go to foreign planets. And that gave you Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, quantum mechanics, the full integrated predictive future program systems, you know, as search engines, which are actually crystal ball integration systems to map human activity for over the horizon time prediction qualities. Humans can do incredible things. The globalists know that. They're scared of you. And so that's why society's collapsing. And when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, it's good we're having abortions and less people, this will save money. How is 1.3 children, the average American, two people have average 1.3 children, how is that going to replace the society? Well, the globalists have said in Wired Magazine and other places that they plan on just setting up a world government and exterminating most people. So that's why they've got control of the West, and you see populations plunging. We'll come back with the Iran situation. Okay, and let me just finish up with Japan that's signed on to the same globalist program. They drink the sodium fluoride, they take all the vaccines, and they warm up their microwave dinners in the little bisphenol A line packaging, their soft drinks, their juice boxes. This is CBS News. Studies show young males are apathetic about dating and disinterested in sex. One college student says, I'm not the guy. In fact, for people watching on prisonplanet.tv, not listening on the radio, show people the photo of these guys. These are not men. These are gelded, asexual drones that the UN said they would create. When Julian Huxley set this program up, he was the first director general of UNESCO. You may have heard of his brother's book, Brave New World, who he went public about and said, this is actually the plan to make you all asexual drones. Yeah, look at them, asexual drones. I mean, they don't even want to have sex with anything. This is what they've been turned into. That's what the globalists want. Continuing here, one college student says, it's not that guys don't like women, but it's just easier and more fun to hang out with other guys. Another says, if you want a date, you have to ask the guy out for yourself. That's what a girl says. Once a male chauvinist paradise, Japan is suddenly the home of assertive women. Oh, yeah, under Hitler, it was first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Once a male chauvinist paradise, Japan is suddenly the home of assertive women and so-called grass feeder men, sensitive even asexual creatures overshadowed by their female peers. I can't tell you about all the documents we've shown you here on air where they said they'd do this, and they are trying to jack the food, the water, the toilet paper has bisphenol A mixed in with it. It's kind of like aspartame. We started exposing it in the last few decades, so most people stopped drinking it in soft drinks. So they just put it in now over 10,000 products. It's in all the sugar gums. It's in most of the chocolates. You think, well, this is sugar chocolate. Read the label. Read the label of the juicy fruit, the big red, the wintergreen. Read it. Read it. The candy mints, the breads, the TV dinners. You think you're eating a TV dinner with a Salisbury steak and some potatoes? It's got aspartame in it. Highly addictive, breaks down into wood alcohol. Because you know why? Wood alcohol is hellishly addictive. You think regular alcohol is addictive? Wood alcohol is addictive. There's probably nothing more addictive than arsenic. You know, there's big problems going back hundreds of years with arsenic addicts. But I digress with science here. The point is that these food additives are really drugs, many of them. You know, this all predates even regulation, but they're all grandfathered. Did you know that all the major fast food chains, you can pull this up, pull it up. Chicken McNuggets has, people won't believe it. Chicken McNuggets, it'll be CNN, AP, Reuters from like 5 years ago. Chicken McNuggets has silicone in it. Now, you think some silicone in a woman's breast breaking out's bad, and it gives them cancer, leukemia, all this stuff, proven. Just a little bit leaking. But hey, why not eat it? Why wonder why the kidney failure is happening? Why even wonder? I mean, remember in China 3 years ago, they executed a bunch of top factory owners because they were putting bisphenol A in the milk products and in the cheeses because it could fool the testing they were putting in to get around fake milk, powdered milk. Yeah, there it is. All McNuggets not created equal. And it's a CNN article, as you can see there, about the silicone. But it sure makes them fluffy and puff up and have that oh special taste. See, poisons are addictive, but I'm digressing. If the government says it's okay, I mean, they care about you. And I'm the extremist. I should be a good dad, pull over, get a big old, you know, fried chicken from any of these big chains. And I should just take my son in, put the ball game on and go, here you go, son. You'll be lucky if you don't have kidney failure. They also contain dimethyl polysiloxine, an anti-foaming agent, also used in silly putty. That's another one. Then they've got the silicone, pull that back up. It's so small, I'm having trouble reading it. I just want to give it. This is CNN. But can they tell you? They don't remove it. That is the tertiary bithahydrone quinonion. Is that correct? Did I get that right? I mean, come on. You know, I'm an extremist. You know, I'm a weirdo. Again, I talk to people on the street, or I get drug out to some, you know, family dinner with some friends or something, and they're like, I like your show, but do you really believe all this stuff you say? I'm the only show I know that everything I say I document. I mean, everything I've been saying here, from the Rockefeller Foundation and sterilants and vaccines and cancer viruses and vaccines, I put it on screen. I mean, I can say right now, United States has the highest cancer rate in the world, up on average over 2,000%, depending on the type. You could type that into a search engine to get World Health Organization reports. They never ask why it's skyrocketing. They just ask, give us more money, we'll find a cure. Oh, really? To the vaccines where you add, on average, more than 40 cancer viruses per major vaccine tested? And your body fights it off and finally gives up and you die? You wonder why everybody's getting allergies? I got family that's lived in Austin their entire life, never had allergies. They've got them now. All the big studies show it's linked to your body already so overwhelmed with all the additives and all the crud that it just starts fighting everything. And you better be glad you got allergies, because you know what that means? It means your body is fighting hard, because when you stop having them, your body's not going to fight that cancer either. You know, most people get cancer every week. Most people under 30, you can look this up, get cancer every week. People who are above 60 on average are getting cancer every day, but fighting it off. You can pull those numbers up. Those are general breakdowns. It varies from study to study. But you're not told all that, are you? You're told, take these antibiotics that are linked to cancer because they shut down your immune system. Take all these shots. Everything's going to be great. And then as breast cancer's up several thousand percentile, we never talk about finding a cause where it's always find the cure. I mean, that'd be like if I fell off a cliff, a 100-foot cliff, and broke both my legs, and they came and said, now, as soon as we mend your legs and put them in casts and they heal in 6 weeks, we want you to jump right back off that cliff again. Because we're finding a cure to your broken legs. How about don't jump off a cliff? Yeah, here's the Daily Mail. Two fizzy drinks a week can raise your chances of getting pancreatic cancer by 87%. That's a big study. And then they say in these studies, we don't know why. Of course, it turns out the ones with the aspartame, it's even higher. Well, I'll tell you why. I was telling you about bisphenol A and all the rest of it, but remember melamine 3 years ago? They executed the people in China that did it, thousands sick, hundreds dying. But over here, they got pediatric wards full of little kids having failure. But they just don't even test. It's just, well, we don't test why it's happening. We're just gonna put your baby on dialysis now, or try to get them some kidney replacements. Because our own FDA, the loving FDA, came out with about a year into that, 3 years ago. In fact, type in headline, FDA, some melamine not bad. Or type in this Washington Post, another one. 90% of major corn syrup brands have high levels of lead and mercury in them. How about that? How about that one? You could type that in and look at it. And then they never ask in the article why. I went and did some research and found out why. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Maybe I should have you go look it up. Would you like me to tell you why? Or do you even care? Are you listening to this radio show? And do you hear? I understand. I'm a weirdo. Again, I go out to eat with people who aren't listeners sometimes, or at events or church or whatever. And they say, do you really believe all this? I mean, it's really weird that you know all this. It's weird. See, I should be at a sports bar right now, sticking my chest out, acting tough in a real, shallow way with people that aren't my friends and who don't care about me. And again, I should have my kids there having them eat MSG so they're brain damaged. That's what a man does.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, look, I tend to get in here, do all this preparation for hours at home, an hour before airtime here in the office, and then never even cover anything I've got in front of me. And there's got to be, like, I don't know, 15 or more mainstream news articles demonizing us, which I love, just the last 24 hours, and I haven't even mentioned any of those, because it really shows we're hurting them bad. The more demonization, the better. The more attacks, the better. The more enjoyable it is, because it means I'm hurting these globalists. They did find one of the articles. It's Seattle Post Intelligencer, not Washington Post. And a big study that came out in 2009, study mercury found in high fructose corn syrup. Researchers reported finding mercury in nearly 50% of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup A separate study by a nonprofit group found mercury in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name foods and drinks, where HFCS is the first and second ingredient. Folks, they are authorized by the criminal government to do this. And here's the deal. This is done on purpose. Remember 5 years ago when Bayer Pharmaceutical finally got convicted in France and Australia, not here in the U.S., Bayer that funded the Nazis, everything. Yeah, that was part of the experiments, all of it. Eugenicists, the big drug companies. Almost all scientists globally 100 years ago were eugenicists. They believed in master race, reducing population. They founded all the major drug companies that are out there. That's why they're still the same. But it came out in court, and you can look this up. Just type in Bayer knew factor 8 had HIV hepatitis for 10 years and shipped it out to everybody knowing it was a death sentence. And they didn't just do that. They didn't just know for 10 years and not care. They're eugenicists. They believe this was good for the hemophiliacs to die. You can pull up the newscast on it. You can pull up the minutes of their executives laughing about it. I mean, and you're like, but that doesn't sound human. You're not a globalist. They think of you as dumb animals. They get off on it. I mean, are they right? Are they right? I mean, is this what people deserve? Is this what people want? Is this who you really are? I mean, I'm here telling you that most products that are processed have melamine and have bisphenol A and have aspartame and have fluoride. And thousands of studies together, their own documents, and then I find the documents where they admit they're doing it on purpose. And I have to then sit there and watch the perpetrators on the news as philanthropists giving money to GMO our food and force vaccinations. There it is. Hemophiliac suit says Bayer products caused HIV hepatitis C. That's from 2003. It's since been, they've since won those cases and people have been to prison for it. That's out of the Sun Times. I doubt that link will still work for 2003, but good job finding that old article. Yeah. We were just digging around in there and found a tape from 1999 of my radio show where I had the doctor on who worked in the Arkansas prisons. And they were, the jail guards were told by the state, sell drugs to all your inmates because we'll take blood from them every 2-3 days. Doesn't matter if they're like scarecrow zombies. They want their cocaine and methamphetamine. And it doesn't, and this all came out in the news. And it doesn't matter if they've all got HIV and hepatitis. The company in Canada was buying the blood out of Arkansas and all their prisons. Clinton was getting part of the money. It was called the Arkansas blood scandal. You can pull it up. And a week after I interviewed that doctor, they firebombed his clinic. The same night they robbed the Hemophiliac Society in Canada to try to get the computers. But it didn't help them. But it didn't matter. They didn't get in trouble. I mean, I guess in France they put some people in jail, some executives. But I mean, that was just a small part of it. And just imagine, yeah, we'll buy as much blood as you got. Where you got? Well, we got a bunch of people with HIV and AIDS and hepatitis and tuberculosis and everything else you want, give us all the blood we can get. And then I interview the guy and he gets firebombed. In fact, just type in for folks and we'll show them. And listeners on radio can do this if you're not watching at prisonplanet.tv. Just type in Arkansas blood scandal. And that'll give folks a place to start. And people are like, well, then why don't they just kill you? Most common question, I say it almost every show, because if they kill me, it underlines everything I say, it highlights it, it puts 20 exclamation points behind it. Also, I'm under such incredible surveillance by multi-agencies, and I've been sent letters from the Army, leaked, and that Ron Paul and myself have Army intelligence watching us. And going over all of that, you know, there it was that we have rallies and stuff. They have plainclothes army there watching us saying, don't let them know you're a army. They may kill you. Yes, I might kill you, they say. How ridiculous. Of course, I shouldn't even be sarcastic and go, oh, yes, we might kill you. Now, look at this Daily Mail article. It was also in LA Times. Muslim businessman becomes terror suspect after he texts staff he's going to blow away the competition. And we'll show folks a document cam here of this. This guy runs a major telecommunications company in Quebec, and they were going to a trade show, and he said, I want to blow away the competition with our products. And they raided his house, said he was a terrorist, arrested him, indefinitely detained him, and told his wife he is a terrorist. But wait, it gets better. Two young Brits, as you know, last week, a guy and his girlfriend, that's probably his crime right there, he likes blondes. Two British friends were detained at Los Angeles Airport after Department of Homeland Security misinterpreted several statements on their Twitter. And one message was, we're going to party, paint the town red. Yeah, burn it down. You know, that kind of statement. It was, yeah, we're going to party. Yeah, we're going to destroy L.A. Awesome. Man, I'm going to visit this and that. I mean, the system knows that it was a figure of speech, but it's about the mindlessness of it. Oh, a five-year-old was arrested today for running at recess. People won't believe that. Show them this. Because I thought it was just the kid arrested for touching the other kid's leg in tag and being sexually charged with sexual assault. Then I found AP, Town Hall, I found just scores of list of all over the nation. Five-year-olds, seven-year-olds are arrested and charged under juvenile court. The parents don't know their rights, waive their kids' rights, and that's their life's over. They're in the system for jogging at recess. Type in running now illegal at recess. I thought you just got in trouble. No, no, no. You go to jail. So this is the new system. Now, I know the holy sacrament of a bunch of steroid heads running around fighting with each other on the field. True manliness. Not protecting your kids from all this, but the true manliness is about to happen in 30 minutes. And you're, you know, all the propaganda and the terrible music and just all of the cheap cultural death that's destroying our cultures coming up when the good wholesome football game and all the people, you know, that are 200 pounds overweight. Yeah, there's the Town Hall article by George Will where it says arresting five-year-olds. Running at recess, Washington. Called to a Florida school that could not cope, police led the disorderly student away in handcuffs. All 40 pounds of the five-year-old. The crime? Running at recess. Anyways, imagine all of the people drinking the poison, 200 pounds overweight, starving for nutrients, eating all the, you know, calories, but devoid of nutrients, the self-propelled stomachs, rolling in to the TSA facility. Everyone gets a genital grub. Small children taught to be molested. Psychologists to put it on record. TSA, feds out of jurisdiction. Big jumbotron screens with Janet Napolitano. You did find Arkansas Times contaminated blood? We'll just put that up then. Better late than never. Bloody awful how money and politics contaminate Arkansas's prison plasma program. Was always corrupt, an open vampire system. I'm sorry, let me continue here. TSA is now popping up at checkpoints all over the country. You will not escape pedophiles grabbing your genitals and your children's genitals. But here it is. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search team to be out in force before Sunday's big game. Drudge picked that up Friday. And Fox News does this all the time now. They took our article, left our name on it, published it, and put on the headline, TSA deploys wiener watchers at Super Bowl. And again, little control freaks spying on everyone. They're teaching us not to trust each other, but trust the big jumbo screen of Homeland Security head who openly ordered the underwear bomber be put on the plane. That's on record. I mean, the government runs the terrorist. It's the foreign banks that have hijacked America, and the TV shows, all of it, selling you a terror threat that doesn't exist. Honeybees are far more deadly than terrorists. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the incredible moment, the great alignment of the planets is going to happen in 30 minutes. We're going to see real men out there. running into each other and trying to put a pigskin across the yard line. That's what's important. And we're going to be discussing that. Look, here's the deal. I might even go to a football game occasionally if our country wasn't in such dire straits. I want to be clear about that. Now, I will cover the rest of the news in the next segment. And then I will go to your phone calls for the last 45 minutes of the show today. I want to give first-time callers a chance here on the Sunday show. Because we can, take thousands of calls here, and I love hearing callers that are able to get to on a routine basis, but I don't screen your calls, so sometimes I do notice a few of the same people there, which is great, but I want to give others a chance. Am I wrong in the direction I'm taking the broadcast? Is it wrong that I'm upset about melamine in the food or mercury and lead in the soft drinks at high levels? Am I wrong when CNBC says mercury is good for kids? We shouldn't be upset about it. I have that clip. You can just type it into YouTube and find it. Or when I have news across the country saying mercury is good for your brain. Maybe I am the crazy person. Maybe I am the bad man. You know, I read all these government documents where they put additives in the plastic to feminize men and hyperfeminize women, where the women end up getting breast cancer early and the men are basically women. The women are Amazons who grow taller, live less, lifespans. I mean, that's the new system. You have little bitty men, these big giant women, I guess house slaves for the New World Order. I guess that's just a reuptake on what the Romans did and what plantations did here in the United States. It's very, very sad. The more I learn about anthropology, sociology, psychology, through the lens of the globalist master architects, I can just see they've taken all their old slave systems and added on top of them. I haven't even gotten to the fact that terrorism is a giant hoax and that it's basically a psychological compulsion or a hypnotic suggestion, compulsion to where just the entire culture is just every show, cop show, terrorists are everywhere, and people are now blurring that with reality. And that's why I see newscasts of police running checkpoints randomly with the TSA jerking families out, and they're acting like every car has like 85-foot cobras breathing fire in them. Because the cops believe the world is a TV show. They just believe the total mass delusion. So I'm going to open the phones up, and we got a break here in a moment and come back. I'm going to give the number out for everybody, but that's when the phones are going to open up. And I want to hear from the full audience, but the phones are not open yet. And I want to hear from you on all the subjects I've raised. You know, there's another psychological warfare tactic here where they hype Iraq war for so many years. When it finally happens, even though you're against it and know they're lying about WMDs, you're like, hurry up and get it over with. It's kind of like a few times in school, I'd have the bully in my last period class with me saying, you know, I'm going to beat you up after school. And after a while, you're like, well, I can't wait for the bell to ring for this to happen. I mean, I remember being a few times being, I guess, in the lunchroom a few periods before school ended, or one time the guy was in my math class, last class I had of the day. I guess both times were in seventh grade or maybe eighth grade. And I was just, I remember even though the kid had flunked in one case like three grades, it was a lot bigger than me, he'd been threatening me at lunch. I was kind of scared, but I was tired of the day taking so long. I was like, hurry up. Then I was kind of happy to go out behind the school. By the end of it, I was finding him. And it's the same psychological thing that they always hype it, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Again, that's a psychological warfare tactic, a self-fulfilling prophecy where you just expect it to happen, and so you almost acquiesce to it. And I knew that was one of their psychological warfare tactics about a decade ago, looked it up in psychology, and actually found it was one of their tactics.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I drink all the fluoride, don't I? Bury my kids for you, don't I? Oh, the troops are dying at the DU, and they just bury them real quiet because they're patriotic, and trying to save the troops is unpatriotic because I'm the bad man. I'm on my YouTube channel with 180 million views on just one of our channels, and YouTube, of course, has hijacked it with all their messages about the Super Bowl that's now the Groper Bowl. But here's the deal. I want to open the phones up after this segment for the entirety of the rest of the second hour today. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones, your host, here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're on an over 100 AM and FMs now, weekday show, over 60 on the Sunday show, and simulcast on XM 166 weekdays, live. And, of course, you can always listen to the free streams at Infowars.com, the free podcast that's uploaded every day in the listen section of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, you can watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me just do this. Let me just tell you some of what's coming up after I get to calls. Hitler would have loved the singularity, mind-blowing benefits of merging human brains and computers. And that's a Daily Mail story. Politico, it's Romney versus Paul in Maine. Ron Paul's focus on delegates, not must-win states. Wall Street Journal, be getting into that. Occupy Austin evicted. I happened to be downtown last night at a business meeting. I walk out of the restaurant, and here's Occupy marching, protesting. There were more police than occupiers. Continuing here, Iranian warships dock at Saudi port. UN wants world tax to help the poor. And again, our story went all over the web Friday, but it was, and then I saw comments on some neocon blogs that reposted our article saying Jones is making this up. The third paragraph is a link to the UN and to the Desert News, mainstream news, with the headline, UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services. Oh, you got to help women with the UN raping forces. I mean, every UN peacekeeping force out there is known for kidnapping kids, you name it. I mean, they have the worst record out there. But it's always, it's for the women and children. We need a global tax and global regulations and a global court run by the big mega banks that have bankrupted all your countries through derivatives. And then even on my own website, but then even on other big neocon sites where they post my articles, they post our articles, and then they call us liars. I mean, there is a world government. It's unelected. It's out of control. And its goal is hegemonic control so that once it's got that control, to reduce our population. I mean, that's Sunday Times of London headline. Elite meet in secret to discuss overpopulation. And then it's Ted Turner, George Soros, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all saying world government and forced sterilization. And they're doing it through the food and water and think it's funny and then run around other philanthropists all day. It's frustrating. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday number. We're opening the phones now. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. I want to give everybody a chance to get involved on air with us here. So again, I want to hear from you on all the issues I've covered. Now, here's my problem. I don't just say I'm going to come on the radio show and give you proof that government is preparing and selling, and think tanks are preparing and selling, staged terror attacks in America and Europe and Israel to blame domestic groups and tie the domestic groups and claim that right-wingers work with Al-Qaeda, which is like saying the Ku Klux Klan works with the NAACP. I mean, it is. It's like saying oil and water mix. No, they don't. This is the type of ridiculousness that we deal with. So I did a little bit of pulling up old articles today before I got into this. And we have videos. We have links to all this in the articles. If you're a new listener, don't just think, oh, this is wild. Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction. Write this down and go look it up. Clintonite, Obama needs Oklahoma City bombing to reconnect with American people. And that was on Chris Matthews, he said that. Former Clintonite and deputy operative, Democratic operative Mark Penn. And we've got all the quotes about how much a terror attack would help him. Then they put out fundraising letters saying the attack's coming soon and we're going to blame it on the Ron Paul people. Okay? Now continuing, here's another one. U.S. Intel director prepares public for false flag event. Now this is just from February 1st, a few days ago. Infowars.com, Tony Cartolucci. See, we have writers who live in the real world, so they actually read what the CFR, Brookings Institution, and RAND Corporation say, because they actually write the papers that are then adopted in by the Pentagon and by the White House. And then they have the quotes here. You might want to go read them, where they say, we need to have a provocation, whatever it takes, to say that Iran attacked us. That's what we need to get this new war launched and sell us to the public. Now, that's on pages 84 and 85 of Which Path to Persia. That's Brookings Institute. We've got the same documents, same statements by CFR, RAND Corporation. They're all in this article. I mean, just dozens of links to them saying it, video, all of it. Now, Clapper goes on, the head of the national security for Obama. Clapper is in here saying the same thing. It would be far more preferable the United States could cite as an Iranian provocation as justification for the airstrikes before launching them. Clearly, the more outrageous, the more deadly, and the more unprovoked the Iranian action, the better off the United States would be. I mean, this is all thinly, thinly veiled, but I thought I would go further before I got back into that. Here's Kurt's latest article today. U.S. and Israel set stage for false flag attack on Iran. Days after Clapper puts out this report saying we need a big provocation, we need to be hit and hit hard, he comes out publicly, not in a white paper to the insiders, that's public, but they think we're animals and don't read it. Are you an animal? Do you read what they say? And he says, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda with Iran, of course the two groups are opposite and hate each other, Shiite and Wahhabist, are going to hit America and we got to give all our rights up. And Iran's going to hit us preemptively. Yeah, exactly what Iran wants is to be attacked. That's why they've let Israel, the U.S., and England blow up power plants, military bases, generals, police stations, and dams. And launched Stuxnet attacks. Iran has laid there and taken it all. But now, oh my gosh, they're going to blow stuff up here. Oh yeah, that's a really, that's exactly what they're going to do. But again, they know it's childlike football heads who are like, blow up Iran, get them Arabs. They're not even Arabs. I mean, they know that. And of course, it's all going to be used domestically to take your liberties as well. All this anti-terror stuff you're told, that, you know, that's for Muslims or whatever, it's all about gun owners, conservatives, and libertarians. Those documents have come out, and in all the new movies, product placement, movies like Source Code, it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys with American flags with nukes blowing up Chicago. Law-abiding citizens, same thing. Every movie I see that's action now, the bad guy. And Homeland Security's running TV ads where all the terrorists in more than 20 different variants are white guys with minorities reporting them. The point is, it's a rollout. It's branding. They're branding everything off of Al-Qaeda to the John Deere cap wearers. And in the drills, I've been to the urban warfare drills. It's guys in John Deere hats. It's not about Muslims. You're trained as tribalists that we're taking the rights because the Muslims. You're like, good, kill them all. You know, the good old boys are parking lot and all the racial terms that they're allowed to use on talk radio. Can't use any other racial or religious slurs, but you can use those. It's all for you, idiot. The drones, all of it. Homeland Security, all of it. Homeland Security is run by foreign banks that hate the Second Amendment and hate America and hate freedom. And they know how to manipulate you into giving up your own rights. They hold up sock puppet Al-Qaeda they control on record, who they've given Libya and everywhere else, and then you basically slit your wrist and say, take my birthright of freedom because I love hating Muslims when you're the target. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but I haven't even scratched the surface on this Iran situation. Iran has been overthrown at least twice in the last 70 years by England. England wanted, under Anglo-American oil, all of their oil. They said, you don't get any of the money. And that's all part of history. But now, the West wants this new war as a political diversion to Europe collapsing, the banking takeover, all the things that are happening. And the West wants to be able to stage terror attacks to then roll the TSA on the streets, pose as saviors. And every time I talk about this, people go, well, why does government like a terror attack? That doesn't make any sense, like they're children. Why did Hitler firebomb his own Capitol building after he got elected to declare martial law, to declare emergency? It's the oldest trick in the book, so don't act like you don't understand this. But if you still don't understand, I have links to them saying it on television. Clintonite, Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with the American people. You can go watch the clip, Chris Matthews, Hardball, with the Clinton advisor on there saying a terror attack would really help the President Obama look strong. I have another one here. Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London, top Clinton official, only terror attack can save Obama. Quote, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, he has to find some way between now and November 2012 of demonstrating that he's a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event in Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he could do that. What do you think war with Iran will be, an October surprise? I mean, don't act like, well, why would government do that? And I go, well, Hitler blew up his own Reichstag, Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. And you're like, but why? Well, I don't. No, you choose not to understand. And then I've got Clapper on TV 2 days ago saying, terrorists are about to hit us. Iran's got terrorists everywhere. Give up all your rights. We've got to attack Iran. They're about to hit us. Meanwhile, he's writing for the Brookings Institute about how great a terror attack would be. And we've got the quotes and the link to it. Again, when they talk to each other, here's a letter sent to Ahmadinejad September 26, 2007, almost 5 years ago, by Gary Hart and published in the Huffington Post. And we confronted Gary Hart about this. It's in my film, Truth Rising. If you want to watch the video, it's online, too. Just type in Gary Hart confronted over Iran false flag. And he says, hey, Dick Cheney will stage a terror attack on you. You better do exactly what you're told. We staged the Gulf of Tonkin. We staged the main event. Listen, public letter. And you better do what you're told. Now, it turns out I had a CIA source, Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst to Reagan and Bush, at the same time say, the word is Cheney wants to blow up U.S. ships with fake U.S. ships painted up like Iranian. 2 years later, after Cheney was out of office, it came out in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. His White House source said, actually, the National Security Council stopped the vice president. On his own, he already had U.S. patrol boats painted up like Iranian boats and was going to blow up a U.S. destroyer. But they stopped him because they thought they could get caught. They thought it was too bold. Why? Because we're watching them. We're watching them. We're watching him. You can just type in Cy Hirsch. It's on YouTube, a speech, too. It says Cheney wanted to stage attack on our own ships, and watch the video. But here is Gary Hart, top globalist. He's in the CFR. He had the Hart-Rubin Commission that created Homeland Security, called for it years before, said we could use 9/11 to create a new world order. Remember that clip? And until we produced the letter to Hart in person, he said, I never wrote that letter. And we said, here is the letter. And he went, oh, I did write that, and started sweating. He goes, well, I don't want to discuss it. That was for Ahmadinejad. Well, why'd you put it in the Huffington Post? Like, we're idiots and we don't know what this means? Folks, go read it for yourself. Unsolicited advice of the government of Iran, Huffington Post, September 26, 2007. And he goes on to say, you just think as the Iraq war isn't popular and we just got caught lying about WMDs, we won't stage something? Go read it. Go read it. Go read it. I just read to you White House advisor Shapiro talking about how great a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 would be. But go read all these articles. I mean, go read the new one. U.S. and Israel set stage for false flag Iran attack. Remember PNAC, September 20th, 2000 document? Remember the PNAC document. Dick Cheney wrote it. Project for the American Century. It was on their website for like 8 years until they pulled it a few years ago. But it's all over the news. New York Times has written about it. It's real. He says, we need to use race-specific bioweapons on people and get the media to back it. That was in there. And this one document was so crazy. We need to have a new Pearl Harbor to blame on the Middle East, and we're going to invade Afghanistan and then Iraq, and it's got to be at least 3,000 dead like Pearl Harbor. They killed almost exactly 3,000 on 9/11. I mean, these guys are like, can hit holes in one. And they sit there like we are complete morons and put out public documents saying this. There's the document. Minus a Pearl Harbor catalyzing event, we won't be able to take over the world. Pax Americana. But they don't mean America taking over. They mean the special interests that have hijacked the country and taken us over. Now, I see so many good old boys that are like, you know, see a jet fly over, a B-2 bomber or whatever one time flew over in Austin. I was at a 4th of July event. And then there are all these good old boys going, yeah, oh, like pride in it. You paid for that, pal. It works for the bankers, though. Oh, and since I mentioned that, told you this was coming. They've now got regular Predator and Reaper drones over the U.S. and are announcing that they're going to start killing U.S. citizens. Remember, they announced that in Congress. Lindsey Graham said, you bet the NDAA affects Americans. We'll kill you. I want you to be scared. And when you say I want a lawyer, you'll say, shut up. You don't get nothing. Remember that clip? You can pull it up. And then they cut to one of the other sponsors, Senator Lieberman, all creepy, all sweaty. He's just sitting there going, I want people to be scared. I want them to be scared. I mean, it's like Jeffrey Dahmer or something. I mean, you're seeing it front row seat, and they know they can just dangle terrorism. Terrorists going to get you. Every time I'm around, I was at a business meeting this week, somebody's like, Alex, this 9/11 inside job stuff. Come on. And I looked at him, and I said, look, I don't want to debate you about this. You know Al-Qaeda's been given Libya. I know, but you know they're being given control of Syria. They're pushing them in. I mean, you know Zbigniew Brzezinski brags, the government, the U.S. government created it, NATO runs it. Look, you don't want to have an adult discussion, okay? Then don't try to debate me. I know it's fun to hate people that don't look like you and get scared of them. You can still hate them, but just admit who they work for. Here it is. U.S. skies can see more drones. They have funded, Wall Street Journal reports, $60-plus billion. You find the actual number here. I had it. Yeah, $63 billion. The lion's share of it is to drones targeting you and your family, watching everything you do. All right, your calls are straight ahead, I promise. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I'm going to go to calls in these two segments. I appreciate everybody holding. We've got 12 callers there on hold. In the 30 seconds, we open the phone system up. Chris to Matt will run the gamut and make sure we get to every one of you and give you at least a minute and a half or so apiece. I just want to, in closing, we put a bunch of graphics together and a bunch of research, and I won't get to it fully here tonight, so I'll get to it tomorrow or the next day. But if you're a radio listener and you're going graphics, yeah, prisonplanet.tv. But also numbers I give out on air, but we like to show it to you. From the Centers for Disease Control, World Almanac, and others, and Scientific American, we have the number one cause of deaths down to the least likely. And terrorism, depending on which gradient you look at, is way, way, way down the line in the 30s. Honeybees, deer jumping out in front of you, they kill more people than terrorists do. And no one can deny it. So let's just say the terrorists are real. Okay, should we give up our whole way of life and have people grabbing our genitals to get on airplanes and confiscating gold out of our... I think I sent it to you, John, or maybe I sent it to Watson for an article. There was something like 8 TSA people arrested just in one day stealing out of bags. And then I saw some other crazy number where it's like hundreds and hundreds of them are getting caught. And they're like raping people in parking lots and pedophilia. And I mean, it's like on a daily basis they're getting caught and busted. I mean, just type in TSA into a search engine, click news. And it was just, in fact, do it right now. It was just type TSA and then click news on the evil Google. And right there, it's just wall to wall with the crimes they're committing and pleading guilty to and robbing people. I mean, who protects us from the protectors? Well, see, our Bill of Rights and Constitution does, because the founders knew statistically in history. Look at all those articles. There's hundreds of them. They knew statistically that government always uses the excuse of keeping you safe and always becomes the great abuser. It's the great danger. Governments killed over 250 million people in the 20th century alone. It's the number one cause of unnatural death. But they've got you scared of something that kills less people than champagne corks. That's what I'm saying. Any way you slice it, it's not a real threat. It's destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's being used to overthrow our republic. And all over the world it's being used to take liberties. It is a hoax and a scam. Now, there it is. Average number of deaths per year in the U.S. Bee and wasp, 53. Dogs, 31. Spider, 6.5. Rattlesnake, 5.5. Mountain lion, 1. Alligator, 0.3. Bear, 0.5. Scorpion, 0.5. We just go through the numbers. Oh, boy. You just go look at the numbers for yourself. But every movie I try to rent is about terrorists. Science fiction, current, whatever, TV shows, it's all brainwashing. All right, let's go to your calls. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Finally.
Yes, sir.
I've only got a minute, so I'll try to make this brief, but just to let you know that I've learned so much from you throughout all the years, and I try to apply it every day in the day-to-day, but it's so hard, the work that you've got to do. It's like I feel for you. Every day you've got to get up there and just steer the herd, where they're just so mentally media-besotted drones. It's just almost impossible.
But they're brain damage victims from chemical and psychological warfare and biological warfare on record. And you don't need to feel for me, brother. I'm trying to survive just like you are. This is not a heroic deed. It's a survival mechanism deed. But remember, think how far we've come. How many people are waking up now? Incredible things are happening. But people are in a trance. It's up to us to wake them up. Go ahead.
I know. I mean, we go through this redundantly daily, but what it comes down to is that when you finally do engage them and you catch them on something, then they look at you like they have this split-second glare in their eye like, it's true, but I can't believe it. So
well, that's
like,
it. They're such cowards that they can't believe it's happening. That's why almost all women, when a guy comes up with a gun or a knife and says, get in my car, even though statistically they're dead and they know they're dead, they get in the car. Just like people in Nazi Germany ran into those pits to be shot. They'd watch one group run in with their kids and be shot, and they'd do it themselves and even hold their hat and curtsy to the Nazi. Because it was just like, I'm going to be polite about this. I'm going to submit to authority. Well, here's the deal. I'm not doing it. I see it, and I'm warning the people. And it doesn't take a majority to beat this scum. We're trying to fix things peacefully, but we're not going to their death camps. People can't laugh about that now. They're on record saying they'll arrest citizens and kill us whenever they want. No judge, no jury. The government is lawless and treason-filled. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like you've painstakingly delineated meticulously. I mean, 10 years ago, even I probably would have thought, all right, because I've always been prone to the conspiracy theories, quote-unquote.
You mean questioning known liars. Being a conspiracy theorist is if they brought a steak out and it was totally pink and uncooked, and you said, that's not been cooked, I wanted it medium, and they say, sir, it's been cooked, and it's raw with maggots coming out.
Exactly.
Thinking is conspiracy theory now, okay? Sorry, go ahead.
You come out 10 years later, I mean, it's like you were either a prophet or you just saw the writing on the wall so well and you interpreted it, and it's just beyond...
No, I told you there'd be military on the streets, that they'd be saying they'd secretly arrest citizens. I told you how they'd censor the internet with a cocktail of systems, and it's not because I'm smart, sir. They all wrote white papers. I've got Rand Corporation, Brookings, and CFR all saying what they're going to do. Boy, a terror attack would sure be nice. We'll say right-wing groups work with Al-Qaeda and arrest them all. Boy, President, it'd sure help if that would happen.
Alex, it's gotten to the point where, and I don't need to tell you, you know, you're head and shoulders above anyone else, but I'm even concerned about making this phone call to you, in a way.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Chris. Listen, you got to get through that fear. Yes, they're announcing the censorship and the secret arrest to try to scare those of us that are awake and further dumb down those that aren't. Look, the military, the police are waking up, okay? And you know what? You just got to stop caring. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Our forebears were ragtag 3% of the population on record were anti-redcoat and anti-abuse. By the end of the war, they were 5%. Okay, 3%, and they said, you know what? We're standing up against an army who the French and the Spanish and the Russians and the Arabs, nobody'd ever beat the British military. Okay, until they ran into the wild British of the colonies, mixed in with the Germans and everybody else. And the point is they got their butt kicked over 7 years because we didn't give up. Okay. The minute we lose is when we're afraid. Fear is the enemy. Commit to destroying the New World Order in the info war. Commit fully, and the victory is yours. There's no other way to go because the other way is eugenics and death. Okay, Austin in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great show.
God bless. Go ahead.
I remember a while back reading Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six around the time you woke me up to the whole global death cult thing. What are your thoughts about that kind of scenario happening at, like, the Olympics in London or any kind of bio attack, really? I mean, it seems like it's kind of in the cards still, and you've been right about a lot of other kind of false flag things going on, but what do you think about that kind of bio attack happening?
Well, here's the deal. By exposing a massive bio attack and then it's in the cards, that can back them off. Just like they've said war with Iran is imminent for a year, but now 100,000 U.S. troops are massing, the missiles are getting in place, and now the Secretary of Defense said, yeah, Israel's getting ready to hit them in the next 4 months. But then when we're anti-war, they say, be quiet, conspiracy theorist, there's no plan to hit Iran. Kind of like last week, Obama came out and said, yeah, my drones are killing people. And they said, that's classified. Don't talk about it. It's well known the drones are doing that. They mean it's classified. Free speech is classified. Don't talk about it as if the president is some kept minion. And that's what the system's trying to do, is train people that you have no free speech to even speak out against the drones because that's national security. But here's what concerns me. All over the place, brother, they're hyping the airborne Ebola, the airborne mousepox, stuff that kills over 90% of those that come in contact with it, and admitting that governments, our own governments, produced it. So they're kind of introducing the attack to people, and they always do that ahead of releasing it. So they're already bio-attacking us at small levels, but they could go with a hot bio-attack that kills billions.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I got like 20 phone calls and 10, 11 minutes to get to them. I want to talk to everybody, so I'm going to try to shut up and just have you talk, maybe give a 10-second comment. Ellen, Michael, Bill, John, Joe, Brandon, Kenny, Dusty, and Matt. I'll try to at least get to those. Ellen in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Before I launch into my question for you, I would just like to reach out to all Colorado listeners and, you know, encourage everyone to caucus Tuesday night for Ron Paul.
Yes.
If you don't know where your caucus location is, just Google your county Republican Party website, and they'll have all the information there in terms of how to, you know, find, put your address in and get your precinct number and then the address of the caucus. Okay, so that having been said, the driver behind my calling today, Alex, is that I generally listen to your show on my cell phone in the car. I've got a Bluetooth. And yesterday I was driving around doing errands all day, and the number to your telephone, you know, call, to listen to your telephone call, was jammed.
Well, I know there's a bunch of systems where people can call and listen to numbers. I know we've got that. It might have been down yesterday, and I appreciate your call. But we also have the free Droid and iPhone apps that are at the listen section of Infowars.com, so we'll have to look into that. It might not have been jammed. It might have just been a technical difficulty, but they're openly calling for censorship, and Twitter and Google are now saying they'll censor under any government request, no judge, no jury. It's very serious, so thank you so much for the call. Michael in Texas, or no, Michelle in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I just want to ask you, what do you think about the Nevada caucuses last night? I mean, they haven't even reported all the votes yet.
Yeah, there was a fraud in Iowa, fraud in South Carolina, certified and confirmed. And Ron Paul in many polls was in first place there. And there is massive election fraud. And I told people, just because he wins all the straw polls and in many national polls is number one, they're going to try to steal it. People say, well, then why should Ron Paul run? Because he's injecting real ideas, and it's building the movement for liberty. But, I mean, we're in deep, deep trouble. Look at how they gave him least time in the debates. Look at how they said he can't win. I mean, they're engaged in every trick they can. We haven't gotten the proof yet in Nevada of fraud, but we got it in Iowa and South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I basically sat here on the CNN website and I watched that last late night caucus, and 183 votes went to Ron Paul. And I'm just, me and all the other people on Facebook page, we blow it up, we repost all the pictures every day, we're doing the money bombs, like we're doing everything we can. And it just blows my mind that one caucus, that many people showed up. I mean, imagine the other counties and precincts. I mean, I'm sorry. Imagine all the other precincts that had that type of turnout for Ron.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal. Election fraud has been caught all over the country. The voting machine systems are built where you can't find out and prove anything. They're designed for fraud. That's come out in congressional testimony. And people have to wake up to just how bad this is and get paper ballots back that are counted precinct by precinct and then tallied properly. But even Iowa had that, and they admittedly cheated on that and have now nullified the Iowa caucuses and say, we don't know who won, but we're going to give it to Santorum. And that's hidden in plain view. We're just trained to accept anything these days. It's crazy. I appreciate your call. We have a private Federal Reserve that controls our money. We didn't have it till 1913. Let's talk to Bill in Georgia. You're on the air, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, kudos to you. I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you calling and caring about liberty when the almighty steroid bowl is going.
Like the other caller, faith, not fear. That's what we need to have more of. And, I was wondering, what were you thinking about that Obama disqualification trial here in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, he's in contempt. He does have a fake Social Security number. That's been proven. The Kenyan government says that there is a record of him being born there, but it was removed. It's cut out of the book. I mean, George W. Bush, in the election, had the Secret Service go over there, and that's been confirmed, and it wasn't public. It took a FOIA request to get that. I mean, the State Department ruled his dad was not his dad and kicked him out of the country. His dad looked nothing like him. I mean, yeah, no, Obama is an enigma wrapped in a riddle who reads off a teleprompter. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. Moving quick here. John, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to talk to you. I just wanted to thank you for waking up as many people as you have. You know, I paid a high price for being awakened, and I've been ostracized from my family because of that. And that's unfortunate.
Wow, they don't believe in freedom and debate in the First Amendment. I thought they were Americans.
Oh, they're agricultural people, but they are so totally brainwashed that they just don't get it.
Well, you know, they call that, there's a couple different syndromes, but it's the Stockholm syndrome. And it happens in every culture. People really get comfortable and think the government's their sweet daddy that loves them. And I would just keep working on your family.
Well, I'm vocally passionate about good science, a healthy environment, responsible, informed educators, non-GMO food production.
Oh, they love GMO. Why don't you give them all the thousands of studies that sterilizes every rat they feed it to?
I had an argument two Thanksgivings ago with a PhD and a PhD candidate about GMOs, and I was basically told to leave.
I know. They get on. They get on power. Well, good. Then don't let them door hit them on the rear end. I mean, look, find people that are your spiritual family who are awake. I mean, this happened in Nazi Germany. This happened in 1776 here in the U.S. This is going to happen again. And, you know, especially salesmen will tell you family's the hardest to sell on anything. You could be selling snow cones in hell and people wouldn't buy it if you were family. So don't feel bad, brother.
And I support you. I bought your tapes and I'm a member. And hang in there. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. All I can say is we need to organize to the point where we can be effective.
No, I hear you. But you're not just talking to the choir. You know, we have our regular listeners. We've got computer systems and analytics and numbers and breakdowns. We got 15 million listeners or website visitors, total views and listens a week now, growing. In 3 or 4 months, it'll be like 18 million. But point is, about 35% of that is new every week. They come through. Most of them never come back again, but a small percent, I think it's like 6% or so each month, 7%, that sticks. So 35%'s new every month, and we just keep getting bigger. They come by, they don't, you know, they listen, they check it out, they leave, but some stay. And so that's how it works. I mean, look, when the depression continues, when the breakdown of society happens, when all this accelerates, they'll remember what you said. Who's up next here? John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Yeah, I knew we already talked to John. Joe in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead. I don't know why the call stays up there. Hold on 1 second, bro. I don't know why the call stays up there and then it comes back. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, well, Alex, I'm up here in North Idaho near Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. We have a metropolitan area, about 500,000 people. We're between Seattle and Minnesota. We're the biggest metropolitan area. And I listen to you through GCN Live on the Internet, and we'd like to get you here on a local station that's been trying to get a hold of you. I've been corresponding with the owner of the station, and I'd like to find out how we can get you on this station.
The owner is trying to get a hold of us and can't?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is the affiliate relations department at Genesis has gotten better over time, but you know, they are handling now 1,000 plus affiliates. And so, you know, I am the most popular show on the network, but they've got a lot of stuff to handle. Ted should probably have about 10 people on affiliate relations. He's got one. But we'll put you on hold here, and I will give you a phone number for you to call. And you can also email us here, but they, you know, I mean, has the station tried to contact the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com?
I don't know if they have. I think they tried to contact you directly.
Yeah, I don't really handle affiliate relations, but we're starting to get into that a little bit just because the stations want it.
Well, I tell you, first time caller, long time listener, woke up about 20 years ago after reading a book called Gary Kaa's En Route to Global Occupation. You might have heard of it.
Excellent book. That's what's happening. En Route to Global Occupation. Private corporations setting up a world government. They're competing against the family, against natural food, against everything. Well, you're awesome, Joe. We will we'll put you on hold right now and to give you a contact number. And they need to contact GCNLive.com. That's the radio network. Or I can do it for them. But yes, we like to be on your local station. We're gaining a lot of affiliates every week. It's very, very exciting. Look, I promise to Brandon, Kenny, Dusty, and Matt and others, tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m., call in first. I'll go to you first. God bless you all.